So, Rina, now you are Lebanese and you grew up in a very small Canadian town. So you really had two cultures. What's it like growing up with two cultures?
In the beginning, it was very hard. My dad was very strict. I wasn't allowed to work. I had to fight to have my first job at 19.
Wow,
Wasn't allowed
at
to have
19.
19. I wasn't allowed to have a boyfriend, and I had to fight for that one too. And I didn't have my first boyfriend at 18. Wasn't allowed to go out. First high school dance was grade 11. So I hated it in the beginning. But now I appreciate it, and I know where my parents were coming from.
So, is this a standard Lebanese family type culture where the daughter's not allowed to work?
My dad basically believed that if I went out and worked, I would, be hit on by guys, and it just wasn't a place for his daughter. And typically, before, women didn't work. They stayed home. They took care of the kids. It was typical patriarchal society. My dad was very, very strict. And I spent a lot of my childhood pushing away my culture because of that.
And how do you feel about your culture now?
I'm very, very proud about it. I love it. It's nice to be different, and I'm glad I get that chance to do that. Only thing, when I was in Lebanon, it was hard as well because people didn't see me as Canadian, they didn't see me as Lebanese. I was a lot of people didn't talk to me because of it. I went there, and a lot of people shunned me, basically. So
And
that
even though
was
you had no language barrier at all because you
no.
speak Lebanese.
Yeah, no, they basically, they were mad at me because I was too Canadian, or they were mad at me that I wasn't enough Canadian, or like it was just, it was insane.
That's pretty
Yeah,
tough.
they have their image of what, Western society is like from movies, and because, I have my tattoos. They thought I was just basically Satan's spawn. And because I wasn't running around like a tramp, they thought, well, what is she doing? This is what she's supposed to, it was just the worst of both worlds, really.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, so because they do, they have like I was and actually I have to specify this. I was in a village. Like my parents are both from villages.
Oh, I
I,
see.
so in Beirut it's different, but when I was in the villages where I stayed the majority of the time, it was like that. But I made my little the older ladies love me. They were
Oh,
talking to me at the end, having coffee with me while I smoked my cigarettes, and
that's good to
yeah,
hear.
like I proved to them.